Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
All right. How to build a master plan. Rise with the sun. My brothers, my sisters, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, May the 9th. Tuesday, May the 9th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. Today, my sisters, wow. Today, we got one of the most important shows scheduled for you today. Today, we want to talk about your 12-strand DNA activation. 12 strands when science says you only got 2 strands. So you got 2 strands of DNA according to science, and you got 12 strands of DNA according to every ancient text ever written. Now, science knows that you have 12 strands of DNA, but they say 10 strands of your DNA is junk DNA because they can't figure out how it operates. So since science says there's no scientific reason for you to have 12 strands of DNA, it's no good. It's worthless. Well, brother, well, sister, let me reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you today the show that I did and a book that I wrote called The New Clay, 12-Strand DNA Activation. See, the problem with most of us today is that we are not happy being happy because happiness is not an option. Happiness is not on the table for you. You are told, and we believe, we buy into this limited view. You can live on multiple dimensions right now, but we have not been taught. Now, I'm not talking about, now today, I'm a real world dude. I'm a metaphysician. I'm not one of these metaphysicians that talk all this cloudness, BS, and you get lost. You won't find me. I can talk metaphysics. I can talk biology. I can talk Sufism and perennialism. I can talk neurotheology. I can talk with the best of them. I can get very, very scientific or metaphysical. I can get into all of the holographic bio holograms and getting into understanding the biophysics of, again, how neutrinos and quarks and all of this crap work. We could get all mystical and deep, and you wouldn't understand nothing I'm saying. Hell, I wouldn't understand half the shizness I'm saying. Or I can talk plainly. I can talk clearly. I can talk to you man to man, man to woman, spirit to spirit. And that's what I'm going to do. Right now, you must increase your synchronicity. Right now, today, if you are in a relationship, I was talking with my wife this morning. Me and my wife, we must increase our synchronicity. We must vibe on the same frequency. I can't be on one frequency and she on another frequency, and then I'm wondering why we're not connecting. We are a biological, electrical, chemical being, and we are unplugged. So me and my wife got to get plugged up. You and yourself got to get plugged up. But before I can plug up with my wife, I got to plug up with my damn self. We all got dreams and we all got goals in life. But those goals take place in a space. They take place in an electromagnetic strand that is described by science as the etheric or the etheric strand. So your DNA is a 12 ether DNA with two physical DNAs. You have two biological strands and you got 10 etheric strands. Really, you got 12. The two physical strands also have ether and an electromagnetic strand. This is all scientifically proven. I'm not making it up. You can go to Google and type it in and look it up for yourself. So in order for me and my wife, in order for me and my money, in order for me and my health, in order for me and my wealth to, number one, beam, number two, be, number three, bond, number four, brand. So what is the brand? Like, me and my wife been together for 8 years. Now, in the 8 years, what have we branded? Freaking years. What have we branded? Well, thankfully, we branded some shiznits. So we started a, me and my wife. Now, my wife has her being. My wife is beaming. My wife is being, and my wife is bonding. Then I'm over here, and I'm beaming. I'm putting my mental in my mental images and my thoughts. I'm putping it onto something. You know, the most dangerous thing a woman can do is marry a man who doesn't have a purpose, because he would spend all of his time beaming on his purpose instead of beaming on you. Big mistake, Brother Will. Big mistake. The mistake I made, brothers and sisters, is that a man should already be successful. You're not qualified, men, to have a wife unless you got work. I got mad respect for one of my clients. I asked him, Brother J Money, I said, Brother Jasper, man, how can you ain't got a woman, dog? How can you ain't got a woman? How can you ain't married? The brother told me something that I wish somebody had told me. Brother's light years ahead of where I am when I was his age. Light years ahead of where I was at. Brother knows that he not qualified to have a wife because God gave man work before woman. He took Adam. There are seven W's that God gave Adam. Seven. Of those seven W's, the fifth W is work. And then he took him and he put Adam in the garden. He told him to work. He told him to till it. Then after he came back and Adam did his job, and he mastered his job, then said, Adam, it is not good for you to be alone. Then he made him a woman. Me, had my shit in this backwards. I went looking for a woman. Didn't want to work. Couldn't give me a damn job because I was young, dumb, and stupid. So I didn't connect, brother, and my wife had no idea. I presented to myself. I was pretending to be a successful man, but I wasn't. So I was fake and I was phony, and I presented myself to my wife as a successful man. So my wife brought the cow thinking that that sucker was going to produce some milk, and my black ass wasn't producing nothing. I was taken. I was a freaking consumer. I wasn't a producer. So my wife got robbed. She got ripped off. She thought she brought something, and she got it home and she took it off and she said, oh man. She unraveled the package and she saw that it was lacking. This Negro, this dog don't hunt. So I'm a little passionate today because I'm not teaching theory, bruh, or sister. I'm teaching real life. And every mistake I make costs people. It hurts people. And I'm tired of hurting people because I'm a six. I love people. Yet everywhere I go, I freaking hurt people because I'm not being authentic. So I had to look myself in the mirror, and I had to grow up, and I had to grow up quick. And now I'm teaching people. Nobody can teach you to do something that they have not done themselves. So what I'm teaching you today is what I've already done. It's not what I read in the book. So the 12 strands must be activated And it's really easy to know. The biggest way you know is that you're activating, you're in the process. First of all, God is not going to leave it up to you, as been taught by most people. The universe has it's already been scientifically proven. People who have in that ringing in their ear, you having an itchy scalp, and you got no dandruff, you feel like scratching your head. Your bones or your joints ache. There are many different symptoms that show that you are activating, or that the universe, or that God is activating. Now, I talked about the CBS mini series called Threshold. It has that symbol in it called the Tris. I forgot what it's called, but that's another study for another time. The purpose of it is through sound that you cannot hear, that the manifestations of the three, there's four sets of three. So you have four sets of three. It's called a 3x3. Now, all of my life, when I first met my wife, I had this board. And I had three sets of three. And I had wrote down about 100 different words that are sets of three. Like faith, hope, and love. Like focus, discipline, and order. Like fear, doubt, and unbelief. And I put them on the corner of triangles. So I had this poster board, and I have it somewhere, and I was trying to find it in the garage, but I got to find it. I need to go back and revisit that. I wrote that down when I didn't know it. It was downloaded. It was given to me, but I didn't understand it. I didn't understand that a triangle is what they call a tetrahedron. And the technogrammaton is a triangle that's made up of the name of God. So everything in the universe is based upon what they call the power of three. It says in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 12, one standing alone is easily defeated. Two standing back to back can conquer. But a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. It is this power of three that is the basic dimensions and the function that must be interwoven to create harmony. So you have to connect on three facets, if you will, that are interwoven into what is called nine dimensions, that's controlled by the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. So we technically have nine, quote-unquote, levels, and the last three levels, or the three dimensions, are the dimensions of the creative consciousness that is exercised in the Creator's principle, in the form of a Father, a Mother, and a Son. Or the Father, the Holy Ghost, and the Son. However you want to slice it and dice it. Then we have the next three levels, which is the etheric realm, the magnetic realm, and the electrical realm. Then we have the spatial realm, which is linear. You got the three measures of space. Well, you can measure it by its length. You can measure it by its width. You can measure it by its height. Then you have three dimensions of creation with thought, feeling, and manifestation, which is called time. So those are the 12 dimensions, or the 12 points of light, or the 12 points of contact that if you want to have a relationship with money, a relationship with health, a relationship with wisdom, a relationship with someone else and yourself, you have to connect on those 12 points in order for the relationship to be spiritual, universal, quantum, eternal. That means that relationship will never die. So if I'm a smart man, and if you are a smart woman, you would sit down with your significant other, and you would make sure that you and your wife, you and your husband, you'd make sure that you and your job, you'd make sure you and your business, you'd make sure you and your exercise routine, you'd make sure you and your health are connected on these 12 points. This allows you to be what is called a 12-strand DNA superconductor. Now, DNA, according to science, is 97 to 98% junk DNA. because they only understand the protein synthesis part of DNA. They only understand how DNA constructs the body. They don't understand how DNA constructs the invisible realm, the electromagnetic spectrum. It's electric and it's magnetic. And so for the 12 points of DNA activation, we're talking about, this is the principle, this is the science that is behind, you can't see it, it's behind it. It's based upon the Sanskrit language. The Sanskrit language, now, according to the Egyptian Book of the Dead, according to every, according to the, what they call the Ugaritic text, Ugaritic, I forgot to spell it. The Ugaritic text. All of these texts, according to the Emuel Elish, there's a plethora of different texts. They're all based upon the Sanskrit. Now, Sanskrit language is considered the mother of all language. They say that the Sanskrit language is the Vedic language. It came from people whose pineal glands was twice or five times, four or five times the size of our pineal gland. Now, the pineal gland is considered the third eye. Now, these people supposedly, you know, lived back in 9,000 B.C. They died off in 400,000 B.C. and so on and so forth. You can do the study on the Sanskrit language. But if words are spoken in the original language, it actually, remember the original first movie, The Mummy? When they open up that book and they start talking and they say, well, close that book up. Stuff started coming off the wall. Stuff started moving. Now, according to every ancient text, if someone was to stumble up on and read from the Egyptian Book of the Dead with the correct Sanskrit language, places matter. It changes matter. It's called programmable matter. This is inside of the movie, The Transformers. This is inside of the movie, again, The Avengers with the Tesseract. And they was talking about, this is out of the movie Thor. In all of the movies, they talk about programmable matter. This is out of the movie The Guardians of the Galaxy. They went there and there's this big old dude sitting in a chair. That is Anu. That's King Anu. And this dude goes up to him and he's sitting up there and the dude is telling him that, hey, you need to go get this stuff. It's programmable matter. That's, you do that. You have that power. You have the ability to program matter. So the powers that be do not want you to listen or understand what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today. Because if you did, your thoughts, which are energy, controls are when they are married to or mixed with your feelings, which controls space, they would produce or create programs or patterns, which is called manifestation, which is motion. Now, I do not have time by which to go into vivid detail of the physics that Dr. Gabriel Iyebro, this black Nigerian scientist in Africa, discovered 10 years ago, wrote a book, and they buried his behind. Not physically yet. I think he's still alive, but he in hiding. Because they took his findings. Now, you can read the story. I'm going to talk about it tonight during my night show. Now, if you got my book, The Standard, you already got it. You already know what I'm telling you. Gabriel Iyebro, took his studies to Harvard. They took his studies to Yale. They took his studies to the what they call the Knighthood of the Royal Highness in IGALA Kingdom. Someone in Great Britain. I don't even know where that's at. They took Gabriel Iyebro's Grand Unified Theorem. Every Caucasian institution to try to prove him wrong. Even old boy in a wheelchair, Stephen Hawking reviewed the Grand Unification Theory, which is the same thing that I stumbled upon. And I thought, just like when I coined the word cloudonomics, and I came up with the economy of heaven, and I wrote a book, and I say, hey, nobody got this. Nobody on earth. And I Googled it and said, oh, this was written about 25,000 years ago. How the hell did I find it? I did a play called The Emerald Bible when I was a 21-year-old kid at my church, and it was based upon a book that I knew nothing. I never heard of the Emerald Tablet. And my play that I wrote was very similar to that. Then I started an organization, and I created a shield, or I created a signet, and I called my organization, and I told the story many times, DRACO, Deed Restriction Architecture Control Officer, here in San Antonio at a subdivision called the Great Northwest, where I was a Deed Restriction and Architecture Control Officer. They didn't have one. I was the first one hired. So they say, hey, we need you to basically create an organization by which we are going to enforce code enforcement. You used to be a cop. You used to work for FPOs. You used to work for the court. So we need your expert. How do we structure a security organization to legally enforce the laws and the ordinance of the deed restriction, so a person, a homeowner, can't go out and paint their house purple because it violates the deed restrictions? So I wrote a code. And this code gave us legal right to foreclose on people's houses if they violated this code. And so I would videotape, I would go send the letters, I would go to court, and we had the legal right to foreclose and take your house if you violated the code, because it was a covenant, because it was a contract, and you signed it when you brought your home in this subdivision. This is the universe. This is the I developed a whole organization still in effect right now today in the Great Northwest subdivision here in San Antonio. The deed restriction architecture control officer was based upon the laws of the God of the South. I knew nothing of that God, but he knew me, obviously, because I knew all of his stuff. So how do I automatically know everything I'm teaching to you? I didn't read it in no book. I know this. Since I was 8 years old, I've been invoking and provoking, but I didn't know that if you take thought and if you match it with feeling, that it produces stuff. I didn't know that, but I've been doing it all my life. Then I go and read a 25,000-year-old book, 25,000 years before the Bible was even freaking thought of. This stuff is in that book. And it talks about how you control material, space, and time and dimensions. You control it with your intensity and with your thought. Now, this is called the unified force field. So all of the components of the unified force field come from the God of the forces that is talked about in the book of Job that I explained in my book, The God of Forces. And I wrote that book 20 years ago when I was young, dumb, and stupid. So the question comes, where did I get the information from? Now, I'm not sitting up here saying that I'm some kind of a guru. That's not what I'm saying. I am simply saying to you one thing. If you do not connect on the 12 points of light in your DNA, you are not beaming. You are not being, and you are not bonding. So some people do this automatically. Most people, all of the very wealthy people, they don't even know. If you sit down with Bill Gates, they can't tell you how they make their money. They just automatically know, and they do what I told you guys is the definition of the word in the Bible called diligence. They automatically do it. If you talk, the Bible says that ruthless men retain wealth. So if you talk to Mark Cuban right now, you ever watch Shark Tank? I love Shark Tank. Them suckers are ruthless. How do they know? How do they become ruthless? They was born that way. They don't even know the 12 points of light that I'm talking about today. See, I'm a teacher. Not only do I have to go through the experience of it, then I have to be able to understand it so that way I can teach it. Because God says you can't teach nothing that you yourself personally have not experienced. So I didn't know that until I was in my 40s. So I'm going through life and I'm having all of these experiences and I don't know why. And I was damn near, you know, I tried to commit suicide 3 times. I didn't know. Thankfully, by the grace of God, I'm still here. Now I understand my purpose. Now I understand my calling. Now I understand that I'm just not no average Joe. Now I understand I can't just go through. Now I understand when my dream showed up, I was scared to death. Now I understand, brother. Now I understand why I was raised in a cult. Now I understand why I had to go through those religious experiences. Now I understand why I went through and researched and went and hung out with Satanists. And went to seances. I understand I couldn't read about it. I had to personally experience it. And so I have personal experience. I started that organization and it did not exist. And it's still there running. But it's based upon the God of forces. It's based upon the law of forces. Those laws people don't know. So let me explain to you just in basic English. Again, I talked about yesterday. I pray to God that you listen to yesterday's show. If you did not listen to yesterday's show, then you don't really understand, because I broke down the words being, bonding, branding, and band, B-A-N-D. I broke down really the three B's. Branding is the economic part of it. Now I have to break down how, if you call yourself in a relationship with somebody, and this is the really dangerous part, that's why I suggested anybody that's in a relationship with somebody, that you have your spouse, listen, as I've said before, so far there's been 8 people that I know who have taken and went through my classes, and it destroyed their marriage. Because what happens is one mate gets and bonds. Remember, beaming is how it starts. Beaming is not taught. You learn it in elementary school. That's why it's called L, which means God. Mentory, which means mental. That is T-H-O-T-H. He's called the green one in the ancient text. His name is Dahuti. They changed his name to Thoth when the Greeks came along. If you really, I don't know if you want to know the truth, but if you really are serious about living a life, now I am living, I'm going to optimize my living experience. Now, I haven't. Why? Because I did not know. But as I've come into the knowledge of the truth, I implement it. For most people, they don't do that. Now, I'm a 6, so it takes me long, because I err on the side of caution. Because of my design. But I know that. So I don't beat myself up for that. Because I understand my purpose here on this earth. As a teacher. I'm not any teacher. I'm a didactic teacher. And my name in Hebrew means Betzaliel. It means in the shadow of God. It means builder of the temple of God. That houses the Shekinah glory of God. So I am here to say some words. To enforce and to man up your temple. So when God pours his spirit in your body, it doesn't shatter you. So how do I do that? Well, I connect you back to the source. I'm just a middleman. So I want to, now I have, and I've been doing this in my Dear Kinney reports, it's called an optimization chart. Now, I've done this for everybody that's listening, that's a part of the Declaronomics program. You have your optimization chart. Now, you don't know what it is. You just looked at it, and you just, oh, yeah, this looks good, Brother Will. You just read it. You didn't know that that is how you connect back to source. That's the only way you can connect to God. You have to reverse engineer how you were disconnected from God. That's all God taught me. So now I know, because I did it to myself. And when I reconnected myself, I started doing something that was crazy. This is the principle of being together. What does that mean? I explained it yesterday. It's very important, because it starts off with you being. Now, if I say I am being healthy, that means that I have beaming. That means I have a thought in my brain that says be healthy. I have an image in my brain that's of a somebody who is healthy. And that image is connected with a feeling. That feeling gives me the power to take action, to manifest that thing in my life. That's the only way it works. That's the secret to life. The problem is nobody got no picture in their head. They don't have a freaking vision. They got a wave state. Remember, it's wave first. So you telling me you want to be wealthy, and I ask you, okay, you want to be wealthy? What's your definition of wealth? Well, brother Will, I want to be a millionaire, dog. Shoot, I want to blow up, homie. That's what people tell me. Okay, you want to be a millionaire? How you going to be a millionaire? Well, what I was thinking about, brother, was, you know, I'm going to sell, you know, popsicles. You know, I'm going to take some popsicle sticks and make me a pop. You're going to make $1 million doing what? So I asked him. Now, I've posted this on Facebook. I've sent it to everybody that's a part of the Claronomics program. I sent you the math of how to make $1 million. 5 different ways. I've already explained that to you. Now, my math breaks down 200 people times 5 grand equals 1 million. I got this written on my wall. I'm looking at it right now. It's been up there, and it's going to stay up there until I manifest it, because I got an image in my head. I got feelings in my heart. So therefore, by universal spiritual law, it will manifest in my life. So let me ask you the question, brother. Let me ask you the question, sister. The Bible talks about, and I told you guys, that organization that was down, 2 white dudes down in Houston, Texas. They didn't know what the hell they was doing. They got scared. They're in hiding right now in Oregon somewhere. Why? They started an organization called Hidden Pixel. Down in Fifth Ward in Houston, they ran the entire rap game. You can go to Google and type it in right now. Everything that they put on the rap label, as I've said, manifested in the rappers' lives. They put a rapper on the label, riding around in a convertible Bentley with a machine gun and drugs. 12 months later, the rapper was riding around in a convertible Bentley, machine gun and drugs. His ass got arrested. Everything that these dudes put on in an image manifest in these rappers' life. And the rappers thought the dudes knew what they was doing, and so they got upset. And they said, hey, man, y'all programmed us. Them dudes didn't know what they was doing. They was playing with universal law, and they didn't know what it was. So let me be crystal clear. Being means that you have a state of mind on 12 dimensions. Now, you only know about 2. You don't even know about the other 10. If you be, which is the result of, beaming, means that I'm going to beam on 12 dimensions. We only use 2. Then that beaming, that thought, allows me to be. So I have a thought. I want to be healthy. I want to beam health. So I go to Muscle Fitness Magazine, or I go to something, and I find an image of a healthy person. And I say, I want to be like that guy. I put that image in my head. Then that takes me to the place where, now, that idea goes from being a wave state. This is called wave particle physics, quantum physics, that I majored in. That's what I studied in school, quantum physics. Some people call it metaphysics. Meta means before the physical. So I studied the wave before it turns into a particle. So how do I take a wave, an ideal, and turn it into something physical? It tells you in the Bible, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. If you're a Bible thumper, and if you need some scriptures. Now, Hebrews 11:3 says that the worlds that we see was framed by the worlds we can't see. So waves control particles. So you tell me about what you're doing physically, and I can tell you how I can change what you do physically by what I am doing mentally. So your mentals beaming can change or controls your being, physical, which controls your bonding. Now, remember, the word bond means 2 particles that come together for the purpose of production, for the purpose of producing something, formulizing something. That's what the 3 B's are about. And if you connect on all 12 strands of your DNA instead of 2, oh, man, that's very rare. That means that you have expanded your awareness, and now you have a stronger connection with your source or with your creator. That means that now you have raised your vibration, and you are exceeded from the crown chakra. You run up to through the spleen, the root, the throat, the heart, and all of the 7 chakras, which are really 12 chakras, and you get to what is called your crown chakra. That's the chakra at the top of your head. That's when you start giving and receiving unconditional love. And you do it in the 3 areas that I talked about yesterday. 1, cheerfulness. 2, enthusiasm. 3, intensity. That's why I talk the way I talk. Because what happens is you clear the genetic and the family karma patterns. It's called a negative habit pattern. This is how you know. Make a dream. If you want to see if what I'm saying is true, all you got to do is one thing. Guarantee you can't do this. Go after your dreams. Anybody want to test my theory? You want to see what, Brother Will? We don't believe what you're saying. Anybody who wants to live their dreams, everybody want to live their dreams until their freaking dreams show up. And when your dreams show up, you have to leave the comfort of your reality to go in search of and to live your dream. But your dream is unknown. Do you know that people will live in an Me. I will live in a known hell instead of going to an unknown heaven. The craziest thing since sliced bread. So you mean to tell me you're going to live in a known hell of your own creation? Now, this has nothing to do with nobody else. Y'all better stop blaming other people for your shizness, man. This ain't got nothing to do with my wife. This ain't got nothing to do with my job. It ain't got nothing to do with my children. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. I can't put my garbage on nobody else. This is about me. I'm the one with the problem. And so if I got a problem, it's important that I fix it. Because God has given me everything that I need for life and godliness, and he's given it to you too. But everybody can tell you you got a problem. But how many people can tell you how to connect with the 12 crown chakra crystals to reactivate what is called the life force energy? Now, what the hell does that mean? That just simply means walk in the spirit. That's what the Bible calls it. So, Brother Will, that sounds great, dog, but how do we do that? How do we walk in the spirit? Well, let me tell you. Number one, your root chakra. These are the 12 points of light you got to master. Number one, root chakra. Number two, sex. Number three, solar plexus. Number four, your diaphragm, your diaphragm breathing. Number five, your heart. Number six, your thalamus. Number seven, your throat. Number eight is what they call it, the bottom. Remember I told you guys that you have this thing called your pituitary gland that looks like a set of balls? So men, you got balls in your head and you got balls between your legs. The problem with this, men, is we think with the balls between our legs, not the balls between our head. Now, if anybody don't believe me, just go to Google, type in pituitary gland and look what it looks like. It looks just like your scrotum. And then we have the next chakra, which is called your larynx. Now, if anybody don't believe me, go to Google, type in your voice box or type in larynx, and then type in female vagina, and you look at it. You can't tell the difference. You cannot tell the difference between your larynx or your voice box and the female vajayjay. Why? Both of them suckers give birth. And if you can't control your mouth, you're going to give birth to shizness that's going to bite you in your ass. That's what happened to me. So that's what the Bible says, that the tongue is a small instrument, but that sucker is the most dangerous. So you're going to speak death on your own dream. Because know what you're going to say? Well, you're going to get tired of waiting for your dream. You say, well, it's not going to happen. Oh, you know, I'm a loser. I'm not going to have, oh, you know, he don't love me or she don't love me or they don't like me on my job. You're going to spit. You cannot produce thoughtful beings. Do you know the Bible says that every word that you speak, you got to give an account for? Do you know what a thought form being is? A thought form being is that when you speak, it produces a form. And God forbid if you speak like me. If you speak with energy or passion or enthusiasm, you create that much faster. That's why I cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. Because if I have a negative thought and I say a negative word, it shows up as a negative event. And it happens quick because I've been doing this for so long. So I have this inside of my book called Thinking, How to Be a Responsible Creator. So you got a bunch of thought babies running around and your ass ain't taking care of none of them. Let me talk about me. So let me make sure you understand. Number one, thoughts is energy. So anytime you have a thought, you can't control the thoughts that come in, but you can control how long they stay. Thought is what they call life energy. It controls primal energy. That controls physical energy, or what we call matter. So those thoughts then produce a feeling. Now, feeling controls space. So feeling, your feelings control the length and the breadth and the height. Your feelings, we call them emotions. The word emotions is the word energy in motion or entity in motion. I have a thought. My thoughts control three dimensions. So my thoughts I got to connect. If I'm in a relationship, I have to connect with my with the person I'm in a relationship with on those three levels. Otherwise, we are not beaming. We are not being. We are not bonding. That's why relationships don't work. Because there's 12 points. Now, you could be in a relationship and you are with, now, it works the same way with money. Money is the same thing. Health is the same way. You can eat right, but you're not drinking right. You're not thinking right. You're not sleeping right. You're not stretching right. You're not doing none of the other points. You're doing 2 points, but there's 12. So you're not healthy. And you're walking around, you're like, well, I don't know what's going on. I'm eating right. But, bro, there's 12 points. We left off with point number 9, which is the pituitary gland. Point number 10 is the pineal gland. Now, remember, the pineal gland and the pituitary gland, they both release a milky, oily substance that the Bible talks about. The land flowing with milk and honey. One secretes a hormone that looks like milk. The other creates a hormone that looks like honey. So when the Bible talks about the land flowing with milk and honey, that's the promised land. Who, guess what they're talking about? They're talking about you, homie. You are the promised land. So if your pituitary gland, you're not bonded with it. It's not activated. It's calcified. Because why? Fast food, fluoride water, chemtrails, you know, negative environment, smoking, alcohol, all of that calcifies your internal organs. So if I'm saying I want to bond, we got to talk about these things. So if I'm, me and my wife, we have to sit down and we got to talk about these things so that way we can be on the same page and we can both vibrate on the same level. That means we can be in the same place. Because after number 10, the pituitary and pineal gland, then we get to number 11. That's the crown chakra. And number 12 is what I call the quantum. That's the chakra that takes you off the grid. When you bond, this is what happens. The Bible said at the last sound, at the last trump, the dead in Christ shall come alive. They shall have a glorified body. This is how you shift to a glorified body. If you do these 12 things, and if you be, if you bond, or be and bond, you're transfigured. You won't be here no more. You're transfigured on up out of chimp. That's why this is so dangerous. That's why they don't want you to know this. That's what Jesus was trying to teach you before they killed him. Yahushua knew all of this stuff. Whether you believe in Yahushua or not is irrelevant. The proof is in the pudding. This is a basic and it is a simple, but it is a complex procedure that is based upon a spiritual hierarchy of understanding the root chakra and going all the way through the 12, not 7, till you get to the crown. And then there is the 12th one that is off the grid. That takes you to the quantum or the crest or the Christ consciousness. Now, Brother Will, you've been saying a lot of metaphysical stuff, homie. That, you know, sounds good, but I need you to break it down for me. Simple third grade level. Okay, let's break it down third grade level. Thoughts. Thoughts control 3 dimensions. What those dimensions are, you ain't got to worry about. All you got to do is know one thing. Bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. That means you got a voice. Does your thoughts line up with your voice? If your voice is saying, I want to be wealthy, does your thoughts line up with your voice? Your voice is your God. Contrary to popular belief, another study for another time. But unfortunately, brothers and sisters, while you're looking for God out there, God is in here in the form of your VOX, your larynx. That gives birth, that creates. So when you open your mouth, brother, when you open your mouth, so your brain is saying that, oh, I want to do this, but your mouth is saying something different. So you got confusion. So the Bible says that a double-minded man, he ain't going to receive nothing. So unless your head and your larynx is lined up, bruh, you in deep kimchi. So number one, to activate the 12 strands of your DNA, thoughts. Your thoughts in your head and the thoughts in your heart must be expressed out your mouth. Let me say that again. It's only three steps, but you got to remember. Thought, feeling, manifestation. That's it. Each one of those three controls three. And the last three are controlled by the spirit realm. Your spirit will take care of it. It knows what to do. That's controlled by the Father, the Mother, the Son, or the Father, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in all truth. So you ain't got to worry about the top three. 10, 11, and 12, those three strands, they're waiting on you to get there. So what you got to do is you got to manage the three strands of your thoughts. So your thoughts come into your brain. Now, your thoughts are not your own. They piped into your head artificially by Dehudi, the green one. He sends thoughts into your brain. You think they're yours. A thought comes into your head, says, go kill Jim Bob. Jim Bob ain't really done nothing to you. You know, he don't really like you that much, but Jim Bob really ain't do nothing to you. But you go see over there and you go see Jim Bob. And a thought comes in your head, says, punch Jim Bob in the mouth. Well, you got to bring that thought into captivity and seeing if that thought is going to take you in the direction of your goal, which is wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. Punching Jim Bob in the mouth ain't going to make you no more money unless you're getting paid to fight. Punching Jim Bob in the mouth is not going to make you more healthier. Punching Jim Bob in the mouth is not going to give you no rhema knowledge or no rhema gnosis. Punching Jim Bob in the mouth is not going to make you and your relationship with your wife, with your God, with yourself any better. Unless Jim Bob is, you know, threatening your wife or your husband. So by going through the process, my head says punch Jim Bob in the mouth. My heart says, not a good call, homie. So my mouth is going to say, hey, Jim Bob, how you doing, homie? And keep stepping. Jim Bob going to say, hey, bump you cheat, you tree-hugging African. And I'm going to say, Jim Bob, have a great day, brother. God bless you, man, and keep you. May his love and his grace shine upon you. And I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to go on my business. Why? Jim Bob is a freaking distraction. Jim Bob is sent to make sure that I don't vibrate and oscillate, and I don't bond on all frequencies. So if I'm in a relationship with my wife, and something comes up that with me and my wife that causes an argument, I got to be smart enough to say, okay, why are we arguing? Let me see. Oh, yeah. Well, me and my wife, and I know my wife don't mind me sharing this, we just had a major argument about Mother's Day. Now, everybody know I lost my mother when I was 9 or 10 years old. I don't even remember how old I was. My sister was younger. Both of my sisters was younger than me. And they posted something on Facebook, and I thought about it. I'm like, damn, that must have affected them more than it affected me because I was older. I could process what's going on. But they were younger. Then I thought about my baby brother. He was 5 when his mother died. He never had a father. My baby brother now is almost 40. He's still struggling. Mother's Day, man, he don't know what to do. So my wife is a mother, and my wife has a mother. They planning Mother's Day celebration. They talking about mother this and mother that, and I'm over here freaking fighting back tears, man, because I don't got a mother. And that caused a division, an issue. So I had to think, why should my not having a mother affect my wife who is a mother? So I had to get my shit together quick because I don't have the right to limit my wife from enjoying and letting her children embrace and reward and share and shower her with gifts because she's a damn good mother. And I don't have the right to tell my wife to, hey, come hang out with me on Mother's Day instead of hanging out with your mother. That's what I asked. I told my wife, hey, I'm going somewhere else on Mother's Day. I want you to go with me. She said, I'm sorry, homie, I ain't going. I got a mama. It's Mother's Day. I'm staying with my mama. So I got pissed off. Okay, go with your mama then. You see how stupid that is? So I had to check myself, and I had to tell my wife, babe, I got it in my flesh. Not your fault. I ain't got no mama. Ain't nobody's fault. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. So we got to bring thoughts into captivity, brother, and see, me making a big issue about not having a mama, is that going to put more money in my pocket? No. Is it going to make me more healthier? No. Is it going to make me more wiser? No. Is it going to make me have a better relationship with my wife? Hell no. So that shit got to go. So it went. In every day of your life, every second of your life, you got to bring your thoughts into captivity and see if they're taking you in the direction of your goal, not some mystical dude sitting in the freaking sky. Your voice is your God. Now, I know you may not believe me, and that's all that stuff. That's great. But one day, maybe not today, but one day, when you're staring 60 in the face, you're going to wake up and you're going to stop playing church. And you're going to do this. You're going to optimize your living experience. Maybe not today, but one day, you're going to get sick and tired of wasting time. Because you're going to be on the other side of time, and you're going to be downslide, and you're going to be looking death in the face, and you're going to say like, oh, man, I've wasted time, and nobody lives forever. When you do that, you're going to make this statement. How do I optimize my time? Now, maybe not today, because you're young. I remember when I was 20, 30, I didn't give a – man, I had life to live, bro. I wasn't going nowhere. I wasn't as passionate as I am now. I wasn't as focused, as disciplined, and as orderly. But, yeah, I'm staring 60 in the face, brother. I'm staring 60 in the face, sister. Now, I'm trying to optimize my life. I'm not wasting my time because I don't have it to waste. So I'm bringing my thought. I'm bringing every thought into captivity and see if it is of God, number one. Number two, emotions. Now, if you like me, you're an empath, right? You this sensitive, you know, highly estrogenized, we'll put it that way, feminized male. Man, I'm so freaking tired of all these freaking, well, let me not go to my soapbox. Number two, your emotions control three realms. Whatever you are emotionally about, you become physical about. Your emotions control your space. So if I want to master my space, which is what I have to do, I have to master my emotions. So if I'm a very emotional guy, which I am, my wife would tell you, he's a little cuckoo. I got to get that in check, bro. I can't be flying off the handle every freaking time something somebody cut me off in traffic. That's sorry, mother. Following them home, jump off, say, yo, dog, got your caller. That's box. Come, I'm too old for that, man. What? Cut me off in traffic? I'm just going to wave, bro. God bless you. Keep it rolling. Keep it moving. I ain't got time. I'm out of that testosterone. You bump my shoulders at the club. You step on my shoes. You spill your drink on me. I'm good, bro. Now, if you look me in the eye and says, what, spilled my drink on you? I stepped on your shoe. What you going to do about it? Well, yeah, that's a different study for another time, bro. We're going to have some serious problems. So my goal is to get my emotions in check. Because my emotions are energy, are entities. Now, let me be crystal clear. Emotions control three realms. Three dispositions. So me and my wife emotionally got to control these three realms. We got to connect. Otherwise, my emotional state and her emotional state is going to cause us to disconnect instead of connect. So my emotions, again, should be based upon faith, hope, and love, and not fear, doubt, and unbelief. I have to clear my genetic negative habit pattern because fear, doubt, and unbelief, my emotions are based, I do stuff, I make decisions out of fear. So I got to get with my wife and I can't do that. I say, baby, I'm a little scarred. I need your help. So we both scarred, we got to pray. We got to get together, we got to join hands, sing Kumbaya, we got to come together so that way we can override our fear, our doubt, and our unbelief, because that controls space. That controls the three areas that create what you and I call dimensions. So it is linear. It is circular. It is a plane. You know, I'm not no mathematician, but I know that if you got a box, you can measure that box by its length. You can measure the box by its height. You can measure the interior of the box. You can measure the exterior of the box. So my emotions controls my motion or my dimensions. So my thoughts, that controls the etheric, the invisible realm. But my feelings, they establish the dimensions of my manifestations, which is number three. So my thoughts, I got to be very careful about my thoughts, because my thoughts, again, are going to bring things into my reality. So I got to bring every thought into captivity and see if it's taking me in the direction of what I want to manifest. And then my thoughts is going to establish my feelings. So if my thoughts are, if I'm thinking, let's say, for example, what I was just thinking, Mother's Day, I'm sitting around here like, oh, man, I ain't got no mama. Nobody loves me but Jesus. But if I really think when my mother died, I met this lady called Emma Shorts. She's still living today. When I was walking the streets of Richmond, Texas, homeless, she took me into her house. So God sent me another mother. Then I didn't like her. So my dad had stepped, my dad remarried Betty Sue. She took care of me. She was the only one. I had two pants and two shirts that she brought me every year for school. That's all I had. And I would rotate two pants, two shirts. I didn't have a closet or nothing. I have a nail. And there was a nail on the wall, and I would hang my two shirts and my two pants. And I hated Betty Sue, because in my brain, I was a kid, she was trying to take my mama's place because she was with my daddy. Now I look back on it, and I'm like, damn, I was a freaking idiot. This woman, my own daddy told me, Negro, we don't want you here. Get out. Betty Sue would sneak me food at night when my daddy wouldn't. Betty Sue would buy me stuff. And my daddy wouldn't buy me nothing. Betty Sue was the only woman in my life that freaking cared about me, and I treated her like freaking trash because I was too caught up in the past, bro, moaning over my mama instead of embracing the fact that God sent me two more mamas. Brothers and sisters, your emotions, you got to get a grip on it, man. You cannot be wealthy, healthy, and wise and have a great relationship if you are freaking an emotional person where your emotions are running you instead of you running them. Now I use my emotions to fuel and to do shows and to be emotional so that you can feel my passion. You can say, wait a minute, this brother Will has been authentic, man. Why the hell you think I'm going to come up here and tell you my dirt and my dirty secrets and I air out my dirty laundry? I tell you everything that goes on in my house at the expense sometimes of my own marriage so that way I can help you. So hopefully you don't go through the same mistake that I made. I told you about all my business. You think I like coming up here telling everybody I had 63 jobs? I don't like telling people my dirt. But that's the only way to get you to see that. Okay, man, this brother went through 63 and, man, and he got on the other side of it. Hey, that might be hope for me too. That's the purpose of me expressing, exposing, and expanding the dark side of my giftedness. You have to take your thoughts, and you have to only allow the thoughts that take you in the direction of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships into your life. And then those thoughts are formulizing or formulate emotions or energy that puts you in motion. So your thoughts will give you the ability, if there's anybody that don't have power, dunamis power, to pursue your dream, is because you're not thinking about your dream. What fuels me, brother? What fuels me? What makes me? I don't have the option. I have to do shows. I cannot not do shows. I got too much energy. If I don't do shows and write books and do one-on-one, I will be in prison. I'll hurt somebody. I'm wound too tight, man. I have to release all of this energy. I got too much energy. That's why I work out two, sometimes three times a day. I got to burn this energy. My wife looks at me. She think I'm crazy. She's like, boy, sit down somewhere. Why the hell are you pacing them like a damn tiger in a cage? Back and forth, back and forth. Because I'm connected with the source, man. I got something downloaded into my spirit. I got to get out. I can't just sit here and just watch TV. I can't do what other people do. Other people can go outside and, you know, they can watch TV. They can go, you know, I remember when I used to go to the park, man, throw basketballs around, go sit outside and, you know, play dominoes with the neighbor. I can't do that, man. Sometimes I wish I could. I can't. Too much energy. My brain is telling me, we got to go, bro. We got to go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's do that. Look at what you got to do, man. You got to do this. You got this. You going somewhere, man. I got downloaded. I'm connected on 12 points. My DNA is activated, man. My brain is vibrating. That sucker don't turn off. My wife would tell you I get up in the middle of the night, every hour on the hour, writing stuff down. 3 o'clock every day, I pop up like clockwork. I just learn how to control it so I can get some sleep. Because I understand, hey, my body needs sleep. So I'm controlling my emotions now instead of my emotions controlling me. Now, I'm not perfect. Every once in a while, the emotions get the best of me. And then anytime you get emotional, that means you're acting out of your space. When you get emotional, you get outside of your space. That's when you do cray-cray stuff. Yo, my purpose is to be a didactic teacher, not to be a didactic charmer or not to be a didactic destroyer. So my purpose is to build a temple that houses the Shekinah glory of God. Catch me on a bad day. Man, catch me on a bad day. I talk about you so bad, slice you and dice you up. That's why I can't get into the debates no more. I was liking it. I love debating people. Oh, man, I talk about them, their mama and their grandmother. I slice and dice them up so bad that by the time that the debate is over, they don't even know what they believe. And God says, sit down, fool. You like this too much. That's my gift. I have the gift of gab. I ain't met nobody that can out-talk me. And I met my sister's good. My sister talk a lot, but we don't have the volume or the definitions. I can quote scriptures all day. I can quote definitions of words all day. I got a photographic memory when it comes to didactic stuff. So I do what is called photo reading. Brother Roman sent me a video of this dude who discovered something called photo reading. I never heard of it until I watched it. And I'm like, damn, that's what I've been doing since I was 12. I didn't know it was called photo reading. That's another thing that's been around since the beginning of time that I thought I was the only one doing. And come to find out, this has been around. All of the ancients used to do it. You read, I read a page a second. I don't read, when I read books, I don't read each word. I scan the page. But my brain, my subconscious, some kind of way remembers it. I don't know how it works. But this dude says, and then I write it down. I highlight it with different colors. I color code my books. And I write certain stuff before I read the book. I set my intention of what I want out of the book. And so because I set my intention before I read the book, I get what I intend out of the book. Now, this dude has a scientific thing. I'm going to have to do a study on it because this like, man. So I've been doing this all my life, just like with the watermelon diet. I've been doing all my – so everything I've been doing all my life comes out from some ancient book that was written 25,000 years before the Bible because I'm an old soul. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time I've been incarnate on this planet. My super spiritual man, that one at the very top, that 12th strand, that's the dude running the show. And he's telling the one, my first strand, my root chakra, which is your, you know, elimination system, your booty hole, your root chakra, the crown chakra is supposed to control the root chakra. That's the part of you that eliminates all of the bullshitness, the BS, the belief system. You're supposed to get the root chakra gets rid of the belief system, but you don't want to let it go. Oh, no, you don't want to let it go. That's your tradition. Okay, hang on to that tradition, bro. That's number two. Number one, you got to control your thoughts. Number two, you got to control your feelings. Because your feelings are your energy in motion. Your feelings produce the space that you oscillate or vibrate in. Number three, your manifestations. Whatever you think that is combined with extreme emotions or intensity, as I like to call it, be very careful because in 2 or 3 days, that's going to show up in your life. If you're a slow processor, it might take a little bit longer, but trust me, it'll be there. That controls the physical form. So my thoughts, when I combine it with my emotion, creates my manifestation. So everything in my life is the result of what I've thought, and I added some passion or feeling to it, and then it manifested in my life. Like I told you guys, before I met my wife, I wrote down on a piece of paper my thoughts. And then I put some feelings behind those thoughts. And then I manifested or met everything that I had thought and that I had felt in the embodiment of my wife. Now, every other area of my life, my money, my health, my wisdom, everything else has followed that same three-step process. But each three steps, again, have three steps within the steps. So the manifestation, the three steps of manifestation, very, very important. Manifestation is the other two. The third is the actual physical form. So manifestation is mental, your thoughts, plus your emotion. Look at every physical thing in your life. Look at it. Look at your body. That's the result of how you think, how you feel. Now it manifests in your body. Look at your hair. Look at your house. Look at your car. Look at your children. Look at your job. How do you get in that job? You had a thought. You said, man, I need a job. You applied, and then you had some emotion. Man, I got to get this job. And you put on your, you went to that interview, and they asked you, why should you hire me? And you knocked it out the park. You knocked that interview out the park. That's why they hired you for that job. That's how you got that job. Because you had a thought. You combined it with some emotion, and that manifested in your life. Each one of those three are what I call points of light. You have to connect with those points of light. Because according to Faraday, now, I want to close with this. I need to make sure you understand the importance of what I've just said. Thoughts plus feelings equals manifestations. So when we really, really look at the science behind this, because that's what the title of the show is, Hidden Science. Each point of light is a dimension. So you can live on any one of these 12 dimensions. Now, physics has already proven that physical matter is actually non-physical matter. It is made up of electromagnetic particles that's held together by tension. That's why intense is the most important tense. You are living your life in reality. That's great, but that's present tense. That doesn't work. Now, this is where I lose everybody. And I hope to God that I don't lose you. Because you can, in every scientific experiment with subatomic particles, the consciousness of the observer affects the outcome of the experience. Every quantum physics experiment, the consciousness, thoughts of the person observing, that's you, affects the production of the matter or the mass. Let me say that again. Every scientific experiment that has been done on this planet, electricity, the electromagnetic energy, is held together by the intensity of the observer. The electromagnetic energy, the electromagnetic spectrum, matter is held together by intensity. Not future tense, not past tense, not present tense, intense. You need cheerfulness, you need enthusiasm, you need intensity. If you don't have something that creates intensity in your body, if you're in a relationship with somebody and they don't create intensity, something's wrong. If you're in a job and it don't create intensity, something's wrong. You got a workout routine, if you're doing something, if you got a diet, if you don't like eating, if you're doing this, and you don't create intensity, something's wrong. If you got a book, if you got a religion, if you go to church out of habit, or if you go to this, that, or the other, if you go out and hug trees, if you go, you know, freaking, you know, chase the whales, whatever you do, and if you're doing it out of tradition and you're not doing it out of intensity, you're not holding, you can't hold matter. That means you're not producing nothing. That means you're not connected with God, because God is a creator. I create shizness every day, all day. I just created another 600-page Deaconry report last night. I'm getting ready to create another one today. I'm creating this show. I'm going to create another show after tonight. I'm creating all day, every day. Why? I'm intense, brother. I'm cheerful, brother. I'm enthusiastic, sister. I'm the observer. And as the observer, I can take subatomic particles, and I can take them from the wave state, and I can manifest them into the particle state, and I hold them together by my intensity. So I do stuff because I'm intense. I don't go after nothing unless I'm going to win it or kill it. That's the only two options. You will not find me getting into no conflict. Because when I get into a conflict, I'm trying to end somebody's life. That's why I don't do conflict. Last time I almost got into a conflict, the only thought that came to my head is, do you want to end this dude's life? Because my brain, my body has the entity or the energy to end lives. That's the definition of the word diligence, to kill, to mutilate, to maim, to destroy. Ruthless men retain wealth. Not no jellybag preachers, which I used to be one of. Let me make sure how serious this is. Because if you decide to put your energy and your emotion into the wrong thing, you will end up in prison. You will end up divorced. You will end up homeless on the freaking street. You will end up with freaking cancer or diabetes. You cannot put your thoughts and combine it with your passion into the wrong thing. What if I have a thought of eating chicken every day, fried chicken, and I'm passionate about it because I love fried chicken, and I put all of my thought and all of my emotion into manifesting chicken, not really understanding that the way that processed chicken, especially chicken now, because of the hormones and the fried and the grease and the oil, that's not the best thing that's going to take me in the direction of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. But I don't think about that. I just take my thought, I add in my passion and my emotion, and I manifest chicken in my life. And every day I'm eating chicken 24/7, 365, because I like chicken. Now, I'm not talking about people that like chicken. This is just probably was a bad example because somebody who liked chicken would be like, well, brother, we're talking about it. No, brother, sister, I'm not talking about anybody that like chicken. That just popped in my head. I should have used something else. Anyway, I'm not talking about anybody who likes chicken. I eat chicken too. Then I drink some alkaline water to take the parts of the chicken that's not conducive to my health out my body. That's all you got to do. So I'm not talking about anybody that eat chicken. I'm not talking about anybody that eat chicken. Chicken is not bad. It just depends on how you cook it and blah, blah, blah. I'm simply trying to make the point that don't attach yourself to, what if I detach myself to, like people say, free will is free. Okay, do what you feel. That's what I've heard. If it feels good, do it. Okay, what if I was a pedophile? And what if I thought about little boys and I had the emotion of being with little boys and I followed up with the action of violating little boys? Because again, hey, I got free will. I can do anything. Well, that's why I don't teach that. That's why I only teach purpose. Because God, the universe will never give you a freaking purpose that says violate little boys. I don't give. If you get that, man, you got the wrong God. That's why I only teach Dear Keneal stuff. Everybody in the New Age and self-help movement says you can be and do anything you want. No, I cannot be the starting center for the San Antonio Spurs. I'm 5'6", homie. I don't care what my vertical is. So therefore, I cannot be anything I want to be. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You can only be what you are freaking designed and gifted by God to be. I can only be what I'm being right now, a freaking didactic teacher that builds temples that house the Shekinah glory of God, because that's where my passion is, because I need cheerfulness and enthusiasm to create intensity. That's how you hold matter. You hold matter in its space with your intensity. So you ain't got no intensity. I meet people all day, but Will, I'm living my dream. And they're yawning. What? It's your dream and you falling asleep? Bruh, sis, get you a new dream. Brothers and sisters, I'm out. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. I do apologize for what? I don't apologize for my intensity. Let me take that back. I'm not apologizing anymore for who I am. This is the way God wired me. I'm about living and optimizing my experience. What you about? That's called Clarinomics, the household management of the soul. Anybody listening to the sound of my voice that's not a part of the Clarinomics team, please email me today, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. We need to vibe. Again, you can't go nowhere if you're with somebody who ain't been where you're trying to go. Hook up with somebody who's trying to go where you're trying to go. Anybody, they want to be a part of the Clarinomics team. email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.